Alexa, play Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, let me start by wishing you all a very happy Hanukkah, all our Jewish friends. Next, let me wish a very Merry Christmas to all our Christian friends. And who better to celebrate the Jewish holiday and the Christian holiday than our Shiksa friend, Carlo Lindhall, so we can cover all bases. For those of you who don't know what Shiksa means, it simply means non-Jew. It's not positive. It's not negative. It simply means non-Jew. And I always have fun on holiday time having Carla Lynn Hall join us, because I don't know anyone with the true spirit of all the holidays. As long as there's fun around, she's the best person to go to. Carla Lynn Hall, welcome to the show today.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me, Joyce. Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you, and a Merry Christmas to you. And I must say that I love both the holidays. Christmas truly is one of my favorites because all year I love the songs, I love the Christmas stories, I love the music, I love all that it brings forth. I love Christmas and wish it would be there every day. As a Jew, of course, I love Hanukkah and I celebrate Hanukkah, but I love it when my non-Jewish friends invite me over to their Christmas celebrations as well. I don't discriminate. I love them all. And I just want to say to you folks, you don't have to be Jewish to appreciate Hanukkah. You don't have to be Christian to appreciate Christmas. These are both really popular, fun, lighthearted holidays. So there you go. So let me start by saying that in our archives, Wednesday, December 17th, we have the Honorable Rabbi Joseph Pitaknik. He's very high up on the Board of Rabbis. He also has his own radio show. He has done that for years, and he shares the spotlight with a reverend as well. So they cover it without focusing on either religion. And that reverend that he shares the spotlight with for years and years of shows, he referred to us, and he will be doing our Christmas show on Christmas Day on the 25th. So we will have a reverend for you on the 25th. We had Rabbi Pitaknik on the 17th. So if you really want to get into the traditions of Hanukkah, the story of Hanukkah is told by a extraordinary radio personality and rabbi who also happens to have a law degree. And it was just fun when I asked him, Rabbi, why on earth would you need a law degree? So he said it's like one-stop shopping. He can marry people and he can help them get a divorce. So the man has a great, great sense of humor. He has an incredible personality, a great sense of humor. So in a nutshell, Hanukkah is also known as the Festival of Lights, an eight-day Jewish holiday commemorating the rededication of the Holy Temple, which is the second temple in Jerusalem, at the time of the Maccabean Revolt of the 2nd century BCE, and it's observed for 8 days. As a background, the rebellion was successful against the Syrians in the Maccabean War in 162 BCE. A ritual cleansing and rededication of the temple occurred after the Jewish people's victory. It is believed that there was only enough consecrated oil to keep the lamp burning for 1 day, but the small bottle of oil miraculously lasted for 8 days. Therefore, Hanukkah is also known as the Feast of Life or Festival of Life, and it was considered a miracle. There was just enough oil for 1 day, but it burned for 8 days. The survival of Judaism over the many years is also celebrated during this period. And it is a very happy holiday. It's a very festive holiday. It's a fun holiday. And as I said, to get into it with an incredible rabbi and hear the story from him as he tells it, simply go to our archives, joycebarryandfriends.com, and it's December 15th. The traditions, the story, and so much more. Great show to really get into it. Today I'm just sort of giving you the mini version because I want to share the show with Carolyn Hall and hear about Christmas. So, Carolyn Hall, before we get to Christmas, is there any comment you want to make about Hanukkah? Because I've discovered that you know a lot about Jewish holidays and traditions. We've done several shows like that together.
I also I love the story and the symbolism behind Hanukkah, that it was this miracle that there was supposed to be oil for just 1 day and it continued on for 8 days. I mean, what a great miracle that was. And I attend a church. Well, we don't call it a church anymore. It's a spiritual center. It's interdenominational. And yesterday the minister was speaking about telling us the story of Hanukkah and basically saying how people, after the Jews were celebrating and they thought they were just going to have that one that oil enough for one night, but they celebrated. And what I didn't know was that by the time the 8 days were over, that's when they had sent for oil, I think. And it so happened that after, right at the same time, that eighth day when the oil did go out, the oil that was sent for had also arrived. So that was another part of the miracle that I didn't know about that I thought that was very interesting. So so that oil that was supposed to last for one day lasted for eight, and then right as that ended, the oil that had been sent for also arrived. So I just love that idea that there is more than enough for everyone, and things can last longer than you know. It's just a whole miracle. I love that.
I didn't know they sent for oil, so I'm going to have to look into the sending for oil, because I believe they just put their hands up and pray to heaven and God took care of it. So I don't know about that version. I will look into it.
I don't know. I told you, a minister told me this version, so I don't know.
No, I know. But I never, ever heard that they sent for oil. I believe they just ask God. I think of the whole Bible is laden with miracles like the parting of the Red Sea, but they didn't send for someone to take the water out of the sea so they could go through. They just prayed and the sea parted. So that is definitely something, folks, I will look into, the sending for oil. I don't profess to know all that much. I'm not a Bible scholar by any means, but I do love my Jewishness and I do love the holidays. And as I said, I even appreciate the Christian holidays like Christmas and Easter. I love them as well. Okay, so now let me send for Carolyn Hall to give a brief rundown on the story of Christmas.
Okay, so I think it's about over 2,000 years ago when King Herod ruled Judea, which is now part of Israel, God sent the angel Gabriel to a young woman by the name of Mary, and she lived in Nazareth. And she was engaged to marry a man, Joseph, but she was a virgin. They did not have any kind of sexual relations at all. She was supposedly, allegedly, reportedly a true virgin. And the angel visited Mary, and he told her that, God is pleased with you, and you will be blessed to have a child. And this will be God's own son, and his kingdom will never end. Of course, I'm sure Mary was freaked out by that, but she trusted God because she was a God-fearing woman. She believed in God. And she said, if that's the way it's going to be, it's going to be. Okay. So she and Joseph went on this journey, and she became pregnant, actually. And they went on this journey, because she's supposed to be a virgin. Even though they're engaged, they weren't married, they hadn't had any sexual relations, but here it is, she's pregnant. And they go, I don't really know why they're taking this journey. Maybe they're trying to start fresh. But anyway, she's pregnant at this point. By the time she's like 9 months, and they're poor, they have no money. But at the same time, there was this star in the sky, I guess it's known as now like the Star of David, that these three wise men had heard of this prediction that there was going to be the Son of God that was going to be born. So Mary and Joseph had no idea that this was going on, but people who knew or people who were in the know had heard that there's this wonderful miracle was going to occur. So at the same time, Mary and Joseph are looking for some place for her to give birth, and they go to they find like this hotel or this inn, and there's no room. And the innkeeper says there's no room at the inn, and the only place where Mary and Joseph where she's able to give birth is like this little manger, and a manger is basically like a stable, so they're surrounded by horses and livestock and. And, it's the only place where they can go. However, at some point, the three wise men show up, and other people who happen to know about this miracle that was going to happen, is going to occur, they find the manger by following this star, and they bring gifts, and they witness the birth of this baby who is Jesus. And this is the birth of Christianity, because this supposed, and when I say supposed, I'm not knocking it at all. This is what people believe, that a virgin gave birth to Jesus, and it became the miracle that started Christianity, and it's the miracle that we celebrate every year. So whereas in Hanukkah you're celebrating this oil that miraculously stretched for 8 nights, in Christianity we're celebrating the birth of Jesus to.
I want to make a correction. Excuse me for a second. It's not that we're celebrating the oil. That was a miracle that we acknowledge. We're celebrating the rededication of the temple, that we took back the temple and rededicated. So we don't celebrate that. We just appreciate that and acknowledge the miracle that it is. And regarding the birth of Christ, we all hear the story of the Virgin Mary. So, I mean, that story, you don't have to be Christian to have heard about it, to the Immaculate Conception and all of that. So that is the mini version. As I said, we're going to have an incredible reverend on the show on Christmas Day on the 25th to give you the longer version. And again, folks, we keep our shows in a non-religious tone so that people from all over the world, regardless of what it is you celebrate, regardless of who it is you pray to, can appreciate it. Anything else you want to say, Carla Lynn Hall?
No, that's pretty much it. That's the basis. You know, that miracle was the basis of the basis of Christianity.
I just want to say that with Christmas, my favorite traditions happen. Our Christmas traditions, I love the trees, I love looking at them and the way they're decorated, and as I said, the music, the stories. Anything else you want to say about traditions? I'm sure it would include getting together with family and friends.
Oh, for sure. I mean, people love the tree. That's everyone loves the whole Christmas tree because they like, if you talk to a child, for example, they're going to love the gifts. They love receiving gifts and toys and all kinds of wonderful things like that. I definitely love getting with the people that I love, you know, whether it's my friends, my family, getting to see people I haven't seen in a long time. Christmas also brings out a lot of happiness for people. I mean, depending on what people are going through, it's not always happy, but it's a time where people tend to be nicer, I think. They tend to be nicer to one another, and unless you're shopping in the mall. But people tend to try to be kind and do things that they might not do any other time of the year. And I really enjoy to me, it's not about gifts anymore. It's about time. It's about how to spend the time with the people that I care about the most. And, you know, we can sing, you know, Christmas carols. We can decorate the tree. We can wrap gifts. We can, some people like to go to church, you know, at midnight mass. There's lots of lights. There's also lots of lights going on during Christmas. So you can see a lot of decorations. Mistletoe is a great one. Mistletoe is when they have like these little this little plant with little red berries and people hang it up, and if you somehow, you know, find yourself under the mistletoe with someone of the opposite sex, you're supposed to kiss them. You know, I've never been mistletoed. Maybe this will be that year. I don't know. That's never happened for me yet, but I'm still hoping. So there's a whole bunch of other little traditions for Christmas. There's a lot more, but those are some of the ones that come to me firsthand.
Okay, so I want to say two things. One regarding the mistletoe. I've never been mistletoed either. I never really thought about it. Talk about being at the right place at the right time.
Yes.
I have been to Christmas parties, but they didn't have mistletoe up, now that I think of it.
Same here. You know, I guess maybe I'm going to have to start that, you know, or maybe bring my own, you know, BYOM, bring your own mistletoe.
That's right. I never really thought about it until you just said it. And I said, wow, that's true for me also. The other thing I can't help but comment on when you said midnight mass. Well, Perhaps the most popular place in the world for midnight mass is St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City.
Mm.
And I was a New Yorker for all these years, and it was always on my bucket list to go to midnight mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Now, mind you, it had nothing to do with being in a church that I hadn't done it in all these years. It had to do with, one, I tend to stay away from crowds, and two, I'm not a night person. I don't have night energy. So it's something I would have done all along if it was, you know, that kind of a notoriety and all of that. I would have loved to have done it, but I finally did meet a friend at midnight at St. Patrick's Cathedral one year, and my mind was totally blown. There had to be 10,000 people there, lines around the block to get in, one of the most beautiful cathedrals in the world. And here we go into the cathedral for the midnight mass, and as we're sitting down, I turn to the friend of mine, the Christian friend that I met there to go with, and I said, I bet I'm the only Jewish person in here. And this man right behind me, literally the seat behind me, taps me on the shoulder and says, no, lady, I'm Jewish too. And that's a story I will never, ever forget. And it was so wonderful. I love the experience. I love being there. It was really extraordinary. It was extraordinary. And folks, I can't urge you enough to take advantage when you have friends, other beliefs, other religions, to share with them what it is that, you know, that they follow, what they believe in. I'm not telling you to believe in what they believe in, but you can learn from it. You can enjoy it. You can appreciate it. So it was a great experience, and it's something I won't ever forget. It was really, you had to be there to see it. And I don't mean from a Jewish perspective, from any perspective, 10,000 people with the choir and everything that that mass brought forward. It was awesome. Have you ever been to midnight mass?
I have. I grew up doing that, but not in Miami, where I'm from. I grew up Episcopalian, and we had midnight mass every year, so I would always go. And for me, as a kid, it was especially fun because we would go to midnight mass, and all my friends would be there, and because it was very much a family church, so I knew everyone. And after we came home, I could usually open one present under the tree, so that was one fun thing about, that was another fun part of going to midnight mass, was knowing that as soon as I got home, I could open one present.
Right.
But also, and being that I grew up in, it was just like a very family, church-oriented kind of upbringing, I suppose. It wasn't like so much hardcore religion, but just it was just another community that I was very involved with. So often, after Christmas, sometimes people would come to our house, and my mother would make like a fish stew, and people would come over, and so before they'd go home to their own trees, they would come and stay with us and maybe have some eggnog and, you know, and celebrate the holiday together, and then everyone would go home, and then, you know, the kids would go to bed. So that was something I really enjoyed. And now that you make me think of it, I also I think I might do that this year, near St. Patrick's, there's like the Rockefeller Center, and then they have the big Rockefeller tree, and it's, you know, it's huge, and it's decorated so beautifully, and they have all these lighted like angels and other things. And I don't know if I'm going to go to the mass at St. Patrick's. It's just too huge, but I really love those lights and being out there at the tree. So I think I'll do that this year for Christmas Eve.
Well, I would imagine that anywhere there's a Christmas mass, it's a special time. I don't believe there are midnight masses for other Sundays. Or is that just for the Christmas celebration, the midnight mass?
You know, I think it's only for Christmas. That's a very good point. Yes, even Easter, that's like the other big holiday.
Mm-hmm.
It's not midnight at all. So it's only Christmas.
That's my belief, but I won't swear to that at all. So now I have to look at who they're sending for oil and if midnight mass is at other times besides once a year. I'm going to look into that as well. And we'll get back to you, folks. Because as I thought of it, I said, I don't know if it's other times of the year, but surely I would recommend you got to do St. Patrick's at one point, at any point, because it's so extraordinary.
I will think about it because, I mean, like you, I'm not really into crowds and the idea of standing around. I mean, you know, it's not the idea of standing around the corner, around the block for a while to get in. I don't know. But you never know.
Yeah,
maybe I
understand. But it was just something I always wanted to do, right. And maybe if you get there early enough, you may be standing long, but you get in faster. And we were seated right up front. We were really pretty close to the front. I met him early. Okay, having said that, so we're now talking about celebrating Christmas, celebrating Hanukkah. I also invite you to celebrate this show every day. Every day we have shows that are designed to impact your life, to make a difference, educational, motivational, inspirational. And here, in the wise words of Beverly Nadler, are more reasons to listen to this show.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
So, folks, we, Carolyn Hall, our special guest today, and myself, we're giving you some mini versions about Christmas, Hanukkah, story, and traditions. But if someone were to ask you what is the difference between Christmas and Hanukkah, here is a version I would like to share with you. Christmas is one day, same day every year, December 25. Jews also love December 25th. It's another paid day off from work. We go to movies and out for Chinese food and Israeli dancing. Hanukkah is 8 days. It starts the evening, evening before. This year, it was the first day of Hanukkah, I believe, was the 25th. One second, let me just verify that. Maybe it was the 16th. It's different every single year. Christmas is the same every year. It started December 16th because the first day of Hanukkah was the 17th when I had Rabbi Potasnik. So it's always so no one is ever sure when it is because the dates change. Jews never know until a non-Jewish friend asks when Hanukkah starts, forcing us to consult a calendar so we don't look like idiots. We all have the same calendar provided free as a donation from the World Jewish Congress, the Kosher Busha, the local synagogue, or a friend that has an extra copy. Okay, next Christmas is a major holiday. Hanukkah is a minor holiday with the same theme as most Jewish holidays. They try to kill us, we survive, let's eat. They try to kill us, we survive, let's eat. Christians get wonderful presents such as jewelry, perfume, stereos. Jews get practical presents such as underwear, socks, books, which look impressive on the bookshelf. There is only one way to spell Christmas, you know, not counting the abbreviated version, of course, but there's one way to spell Christmas, yet no one can decide how to spell Hanukkah. There's about eight different versions. Some start with C, some start with H, some have one N in the middle, some have two, so it's seven or eight. Christmas is a time of great pressure for husbands and boyfriends. Their partners expect special gifts. Jewish men are relieved of that burden. No one expects a diamond ring on Hanukkah. Christmas brings enormous electric bills. Candles are used for Hanukkah. Not only are we spared enormous electric bills, but we get to feel good about not contributing to the energy crisis. Christmas carols are beautiful. Silent Night, Come All Ye Faithful. Hanukkah songs are about dreidels made from clay or having a party and dancing the Hora. Of course, we are secretly pleased that many of the beautiful carols were composed and written by Jews. And don't Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond sing them beautifully, and they're Jewish. A home preparing for Christmas smells wonderful. The sweet smell of cookies and cakes baking. Happy people are gathered around in festive moods. A home preparing for Hanukkah smells of oil, potatoes, and onions. The home, as always, is full of loud people all talking at once, so we all go to a Chinese restaurant to eat. Christian women have fun baking Christmas cookies. Jewish women burn their eyes and cut their hands, grating potato and onions for latkes on Hanukkah. That's a popular traditional dish. I like it all year round, actually. Another reminder, with the eyes burning and tearing and cutting your hands, it's another reminder of our suffering throughout the ages. And one more, parents deliver gifts to their children during Christmas. Jewish parents have no qualms about withholding a gift on any of the eight nights. So there you have it. And I just want to say, for me personally, that I wish the spirit of Hanukkah and Christmas were with us all year round. It is a time for family, friends, and fun. It's a time to count your blessings, appreciate what you have, and give to those less fortunate than you. It's a time to make random acts of kindness a part of, I say, make all of that a part of your life every day, but most especially on these holidays. Carla, anything you want to say about that?
I think that's wonderful. I just love the whole, I love how you said that Jewish parents have no problem with holding a gift any of the eight nights of the year of the holiday. I think Christian parents will often threaten not to give the gift, but they will. They'll still end up giving it on Christmas. But Santa Claus, now that you even, it is also used throughout the year as a I don't know, as an enforcer, you know, as a tool of threats. I remember when I was little, if I was misbehaving, my mother would threaten to call Santa. And for the longest time, she would, you know, every once in a while, she would, like, pick up the phone and call, and she'd call Santa. And I, for years, I didn't even know that she was actually calling one of her friends. I thought she was calling Santa. And so, you know, parents can use Santa as an enforcer. It'll last for as long as your child believes in Santa. It's a really good tactic to keep them in line, because one of the concepts behind Santa is that he knows who's been naughty and who's been nice. So you want to make sure that your kids stay on the, you know, on the nice list. So you can use Santa as a good, you know, as a good threat.
Well, I want to go on record that I still believe in Santa. I will always believe in Santa. He's one of my favorite people. So there you go. I guess that's a good reason to keep me on the nice list, because I do believe there is a Santa Claus. And he's one of my favorite fun characters. As I said, there's countless songs about Christmas, countless, countless, countless. There's hardly any songs about Hanukkah, but this one is an original song by our mutual friend, Jeffrey Paul Bobrick, who introduced me to Carlin Hall, who introduced me to Kurt Fitzpatrick. So there you go. He gave me those wonderful holiday presents with two of my most favorite guests. This by Jeffrey Paul Bobrick.
I love the winter when they deck the hall, seeing Santa as he laughs in the mall. Baby's crying as the mom strikes a pose. Take a picture, but ignore the runny nose. La 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 la, ho ho ho. Steal a kiss under the mistletoe. Have some food, take a long distance call. A holy night, yeah, I love it all. But what do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do? If you're
oh.
Oh, oh, it's Hanukkah. 8 nights of stamina. For your lady, your manica. With you. Oh, oh, it's Hanukkah. Across the world in Canada. We didn't die, we won. Let's be with you. With you. Some go around singing carols on the lawn, and all we have is that Adam Sandler song. Spin the dreidel, decorate Christmas trees, sing of wise men or sing of Maccabees. But what do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do? When you're a Jew. Substitute you. It's true.
He's still going.
I know.
And that's our mutual friend. Thank you so much, Jeffrey Paul, for that great song and for the great introductions to Carlin Hall and to Jeff and to Kurt Fitzpatrick. Carla, before we go any further, folks, get out your pen and pen. I'm going to give a trivia questions on Hanukkah, which I love to do to my Shiksa friend because she's so good at it. So get your pen ready for a fun trivia quiz. But I want to go to you next. Tell people how to find you on Facebook, your website. So please let people know.
Okay, then. So I'm Carla Lynn Hall, and that's L-Y-N-N-E. The E is silent. You can find my blog at rockstarlifelessons.com. I also have a Facebook page at Carla Lynn Hall at facebook.com. I think it's about facebook.com/Carla Lynn Hall fans. That's my fan page. And I also have a Facebook page with my musical partner, Curtis Beecraft. We're known as Curtis and Carla, and you can find us at facebook.com/Curtis and Carla. We have some new videos, too, now, so that's going to be something fun. So if you check that out, you'll see the new videos. And, yes, yeah, so that's where you can find me these days.
Very good. Carla Lynn Hall. That's Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E. And here's how you remember the E at the end of Lynn. She is always entertaining. The Carla ends with an A, always, and then an E, always entertaining. Because the average Lynn doesn't have an E at the end of it. So that's a little trick so you can remember. Because indeed, she is. Okay, so sharpen up those pencils and get ready for this quiz. And we'll give Carla a chance to answer it. And then I will give you all the answers so you need not wait till the end of it. And then I'm going to ask you to rate yourself. It's 13 questions. Let's see how well you do. Okay, and the good news is it's multiple choice.
Oh,
number
good.
One, what holiday is not mentioned in the Torah? Passover, Hanukkah, Yom Kippur, Shavuos, not mentioned in the Torah.
Shavuos.
Okay, the answer is Hanukkah. I did not know that either, just so you know. How many blessings do we say on the first night? One, two, three, or four?
Three.
The answer is three.
Oh, okay, right.
I'm laughing. Yes, I'm laughing because I always love when you get it right. What is the name of the candle used to light the others? Again, the menorah, it's eight candles, and one lights the others. Each night, you know, you add on another candle. So the name of the one that lights the others is the Shamash, the I'm not that great with these pronunciations. Hold on a second. Let me get my magnifying glass here. Okay, the second one, the name of the candle, the menorah, the sivivan, and the dreidel, the one that lights the others.
Oh, the first one.
And Carla says it's Shamash, and Carla is correct. We place the candles. That's why I love doing quizzes with you. Your batting average on guessing is very good, too.
Oh, but I have to tell you, though, I chose that one because since you were having a problem pronouncing the second one, I'm like, well, hopefully it'll be the first one.
Oh, that's funny. No, I didn't have a problem pronouncing it. I had a problem seeing it. It was
so small, okay.
I had to get my magnifying glass. Yeah, menorah wasn't an issue, but just to make sure that I don't lose my reputation on mispronouncing menorah, really tiny print. Okay, we place the candles from left to right. Again, this is the menorah, so we go from left to right. We go from right to left. No specific order. One on each side, working our way in. How do we place the candles? It's all tradition.
Wait, what are the choices again?
Left to right, right to left, no specific order, one on each side. So, that, you know, it's like a cross, one on each side, then working the way in.
Oh, okay. Right to left.
I don't believe it. She's got it right again, folks.
I've seen a menorah before.
Yes, but that doesn't mean you were focusing on how they do it because I couldn't tell you that one. And I've seen it many times. Okay, so that's how we place the candles in from right to left. Now, we light the candles from left to right, right to left. No specific order, one on each side, working our way in. The first question is you're placing them in. The next is how you light them.
I'm going to guess right to left.
You said right to left in the order of placement. So in the order of lighting it, it's left to right.
Okay.
I didn't know that either, so don't feel bad. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How many days is Hanukkah celebrated?
8.
And that is correct. The miracle of Hanukkah was the Syrians helped rebuild the temple, the state of Israel was founded, Judah became king, the oil lasted for 8 days.
What was the question again?
The miracle of Hanukkah was...
Oh, okay, the miracle is that the oil lasted 8 days.
That is correct. Yeah, we talked about that at the beginning of the show, that the oil lasted. That was the miracle. Who was the father of Judah the Maccabee? Was it Solomon, Mathathias, Abraham, or Lot? Mathathias. Forgive me, folks, if I mess any of these up. The father of Judah the Maccabee. Solomon, Mathathias, Abraham, or Lot?
Ooh. One more time. I'm sorry. What were the names again? One more time.
Solomon, Mathathias, Abraham, and Lot, the father of Judah the Maccabee.
Mathathias, the second one. What was the name? Mathathias? Was that it? Mathathias?
Mathathias. M-A-T-H-A-T-H-I-S-I-A-S. And you said that was the answer?
Yes, that's my guess.
Do you want to change it?
No.
Then you are correct. Good for you. The word Hanukkah means rededication, renew, a great victory was ours, the oil lasted. The word Hanukkah means.
What are the choices again?
Rededication, renew, a great victory was ours, the oil lasted.
The great victory was ours.
The answer is rededication, and we talked about that's the whole significance of the holiday, the rededication of the temple.
Uh-huh.
So that's the answer. The word Maccabee means shield of David, Hashem's chosen, soldier, hammer.
Soldier.
I got this one wrong, too. The answer was hammer. Have no idea why. I have to look that up, but the answer is hammer. I guess what you did, by the way. What is the total number of candles lit during the holiday of Hanukkah? The total number of candles lit, 8, 15, 38, 44.
What are the numbers again? Tell me that again.
8, 15, how many were lit? 38 and 44.
8.
That's a trick question. It's 44 because 8 were lit on the first night. Then the second night, so they're always like, well, wait a minute. No, that's not correct. 8 is the first night you're lighting one, then the next night you add another one. It's a total of 44 because when you add, then it gets cumulative. You add that, you do that one again and the second, that one again and second and third. So that's how it gets to 44. Who was the villain of Hanukkah? Enoch, Achioches, Cain, Methuselah. Enoch, Achioches, Cain, and Methuselah, the villain. Why did you choose that? Because it's the hardest one to pronounce?
Yeah, kind of. It just, I don't know, process of elimination. It just seemed like that could be the one.
And it is the one. The Maccabees lived in what city? Modlin, Beth El, Tel Aviv, Arad. The Maccabees lived.
Arad.
Modlin, Bethel, Tel Aviv, Arad.
Arad, the last one.
And you are incorrect. I didn't know that either. And that makes 13. So let me give you the chart.
Oh, wait, but where do they live? Where do they live then?
Oh, 1 second. I didn't say sorry about that. Maudlin. They live in Muglin. Okay, sorry. I thought I did give you the answer. How many do you think you had wrong?
I had 6 wrong, 7 right.
That is correct. 6 wrong. I'm just double checking. And 7 right. Okay. If you had 13 right, folks, you aced it. If you had 10 to 12 right, you got a B plus. How many did you have right, Carla? 6?
7. 7.
All right. 8 to 11, you got a B. 5 to 7, you got a C, which is still good. 4 or less, oy vey. So you had 7 right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had to stop counting. I did not do too well at this. Okay. Once again, you're listening to the ever outrageous Carla Lynn Hall. Once again, Carla, give them your website and your Facebook name.
Yes. So my blog website is rockstarlifelessons, that's the S on the end, .com, rockstarlifelessons.com. And you can find my Facebook page at facebook.com/CarlaLynnHallFans. facebook.com/CarlaLynnHallFans, yes. And my musical Facebook page with my partner Curtis Beecraft at facebook.com/CurtisAndCarla.
Very good. We did a show with the two of them as well. Do you know the date of that show offhand?
I do, actually. December 15, 2013.
In our archives, December 15, 2013. You can hear the two of them. They are partners in music. They're partners in crime.
Yes, they are.
So, as they say in Jewish Mishigah, so don't take it literally when I said crime. Okay, folks, my official website is joycebarrie.com, B-A-R-R-I-E.com. I'm a success coach. I'm a home business coach. I coach other coaches, which is to say I'm a master coach. JoyceBarrie.com. You'll find articles I've written, B-A-R-R-I-E, countless testimonials from people all over the country who have been in my seminars and experienced my coaching. Let me just share a few with you now.
Joyce Barrie is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barrie.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson. If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach. Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barrie as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barrie as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barrie herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
And, folks, be sure to put radio show in the subject line. I get hundreds of emails every day from countless screen names. So put radio show, put name, phone number, best time to reach you in the text of the email, and I'll be happy to give you a free consultation on what it's like working with a coach, what it's like having a home business, see if you resonate with any of that, and I'll be happy to give you that consult for free. Carla, as we're getting ready to sign off here, it's a time to celebrate. It's a time to appreciate life, appreciate what you have. What would you like to say that you're grateful for?
I'm grateful for my health, first and foremost. I am grateful for just wonderful people in my life, just so many people like yourself who have just been so kind to me, and just the people that have just, you know, who have done things and who taught me things, you know, the things, people that I've learned from, people who have helped me. And I'm also grateful for the challenges that I've had this year that have, you know, created the need to do different things, you know, to become a better person, to become a stronger person. So, you know, at the time, I don't necessarily like them, but, you know, when I look at it from a distance, I realize, oh, you know, that challenge, that really helped me learn something else, and that helped me grow. So I can say right now that I'm grateful for those times as well.
What I want to say to you, I'm very grateful to my guests, people that love contributing to the show, and you being one of my favorite guests. And I'm not just saying it because you're here with us now. You are indeed for so many reasons. I always have the most fun when I'm with you and when I'm with Kurt Fitzpatrick. I can always count on you last minute to jump on. I can always count on you to provide incredible information and do your part and do it really well. I'm grateful to Beverly Nadler, our health guru, the only one who has a weekly segment every Thursday, History of Health Thursday. I'm grateful to my favorite psychic, Peter Marks, who he has a show every month with us and giving forecasts and answering calls from our listeners on what's next in their life, and he does such a great job. Very grateful to him. I'm grateful for my agent. I'm working on a book, and I know she's working diligently to get it published. I'm grateful for all the opportunities I see in front of me to have 2015 be my best year ever, and I wish that to all you folks as well. And this is a prayer that is an original that I want to share with all of you as we're getting ready to close out here. May this be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. Make this the first day of extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. May it be the year to generate more money, have good health, good luck, and good fortune. Attract special people and opportunities. Create magical memories and manifest marvelous miracles. So that is my prayer for all of you, myself included. And folks, on that note, think about the opportunities that'll come your way, the people that'll come your way to make 15 your best year ever. Be grateful for what you have, practice random acts of kindness, pay it forward, and let's celebrate with our closing song in the beautiful voice of Kurt Fitzpatrick.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
do the Joyce Berry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Berry and Friends.
Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends. Merry Christmas to our Christian friends. A happy and a merry to all of our friends. God bless you.
Alexa, play Whitney Houston.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.